Polls are a funny thing. During the government shutdown, Democrats saw their approval rating shoot up. Then the government's light slipped on, and the public turned its anger to the bungled rollout of the federal health care website. Republicans then saw their numbers rebound. Those ups and downs don't really mean much to most of us, but that data is never far from Congressman Israel's mind.
Well, she here because I carry around lots of different numbers.
This election cycle, Israel is heading the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC, as it's called here in Washington. If his party hopes to recapture the House, it will need his assistance as he helps raise and dispense millions of dollars to candidates across the U.S. While there are 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, Israel is honed in on contested Republican seats.
My universe is not 435 districts, it's those 52 districts.
Israel is also trying to keep about 25 Democrats in office who are facing tough re-election prospects. That's not an easy task either, especially after Gallup recently showed Congress hit a new record low approval rating. Just 9% of the public approves of what lawmakers are doing in Washington. So how does Israel represent his local voters while also keeping tabs on some 140 candidates in both parties?
I just try and create 48 hours a day.
As for his legislative record this cycle, Israel has been fairly productive. While New York Democrat Tim Bishop is the lead sponsor of 14 bills, Israel has sponsored 24 pieces of legislation. And even though he's in the minority party, one of Israel's bills actually passed the House. It increases mental health funding in the military. While his new national role as a campaigner keeps him busy, he denies it distracts him.
I spend one or two weekends a month at most traveling, and my district always comes first. So I spent the entire weekend in my district working it. I'm all over my district, all over the place. So it's not an issue. Not at all.
But there's no denying Israel is being pulled in different directions. Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen is a former DCCC chairman.
Obviously, it involves a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Van Hollen says Israel's constituents stand to benefit if he helps rip control of the House from Republicans' hands.
So, you know, the reason, you know, people put time into the politics is because they want to see good policy.
Israel is surely cued in on the politics, helping his party define its message, and he hopes define the Republican Party.
At best, they've done nothing. At worst, they've done damage. They can't pass immigration reform. It's another example of doing nothing. By shutting down the government and being willing to default on our debt, they actually did damage. They cost the economy $26 billion.
Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes remembers the work of the Democratic campaign arm well. He says they were essential in his win against Republican incumbent Chris Shays, who had served Connecticut in Congress for 21 years. At first, Himes says the DCCC fed him information in his 2008 contest.
And then as my candidacy became real, they, I think, sat up and, you know, over time provided resources to help me win.
But this is a hard cycle for Israel to be at the helm. Typically in off-year elections, the sitting president's party loses seats. Kyle Condick is a campaign analyst with the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. He says Israel may end up being judged on factors beyond his control.
A great chairman isn't going to, you know, win 50 seats in an environment where he's supposed to lose 50. You know, maybe instead he loses just 45. So, you know, it matters. Again, it matters at the margins, but the big national factors, you know, what the president's approval rating is, what the state of the economy is, you know, that's what's really going to drive things in 2014.
Don't tell Israel in his stacks of paper that. He says he's staying optimistic, even though his party is tied to a president who is slumping in the polls. As for his party's chances of recapturing the House, Israel isn't offering predictions, but he maintains their chances are realistic. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.